This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Yeah. All right, Jag. Yeah, say ah. For those just joining us, I'm the woman on this Black Friday. I just diagnosed Jack with strep. But it is not Thanksgiving yet when we're recording. So, you know, spoiler alert. Breaking that fourth
wall. Wait, I'm so annoyed because, Danny, like, I have not been sick in, like, over 5 years. Like, do you guys hear my voice right now? I sound like
I can hear it. It's like, it's a swelling, like, in the back of, like, your nasal pharyngeal, like, junction
to your oral pharynx. I have not been sick in 5 years. You know, I never got COVID. Knock on wood. Like, I never got COVID. I never got sick in the last, since COVID started. Like, I never had even a reason to really, obviously, I've taken a million COVID tests, but I never had, like, an actual reason to take a COVID test. I have not been sick in years, and something's going on. I definitely think I have strep. Whatever. It's fine. Perfect excuse to just, like, lay in bed and snuggle with my little puppy and
your new puppy.
I know, we'll talk about that later, you guys, but I've been snuggling up with him, watching so much TV and catching up on all of my favorite podcasts besides ours, which includes, you guys, Danny just did an episode with Caitlin Bristow on her amazing podcast Off the Vine. I listened yesterday when I was cooking myself some, like, nice herbal tea and soup and all the things for my immune system. But Danny, I loved that episode. It was so hilarious.
It was so fun.
It was so hilarious. You guys have such good banter. It, like, made me a little jealous. I was like, wait a second. Don't you leave me for Caitlin. But I will say, I
love KB so much.
I was a little disappointed because you couldn't really, like, spill that much tea because the episodes are still coming out. You couldn't spill that much tea. Like, she was asking a lot of questions and you would have to plead the fifth.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, y'all, I have a boyfriend.
You guys.
I can finally say it. We're in real life mode. This is insane. It's been like 6 months since we left the beach. And, like, now we can go out on a date together and it's awesome.
I cannot express how happy I am for you and Michael. Seriously.
I was literally just journaling this morning because we're actually up in Traverse City and it's literally a winter. It looks like a snow globe outside right now. And I was journaling because we're up here with some of his friends and they're, like, all out there. And I was like, yo, I'm so sorry, but, like, I really have to go and record this podcast quick. But this morning I was journaling and it was just literally like, I woke up smiling. Like, I just feel so safe. Like, I'm so in love, Jack, and it's amazing. And, like, every time he tells me he loves me, I'm just like, oh my God, I feel that everywhere in my body. It's so crazy.
I literally am going to cry. I am so happy. Like, you guys, like, I'm going to cry. I'm so happy for you. You are so deserving of.
I don't know. If you cry, I'm going to cry. Oh my God. Michael and I are criers too. Like, if we get emotional, we're just, like, crying about, like, how happy
we are. Okay, I need to stop crying because I need to go get some antibiotics and get my rapid test done.
You need antibiotics.
I'm so happy for you and Michael. Watching you guys fall in love on TV was so genuine and authentic. And I hope everyone is caught up on all of the episodes, caught up on all of your life updates because Danny's got a boyfriend.
I got a boyfriend. How do we segue into the episode, though? Because we have Dr. Parikh back on, and she is such a badass. Dr. Parikh is an immunologist and allergist. We had her on last season to talk about COVID. She's basically the medical expert in New York for CBS, CNN, CNBC, NBC, and Fox News.
We talk about that in the first episode a little bit, how unbiased she is in the best way.
Yeah. She'll go toe-to-toe with anybody, and she's incredible. But obviously with the flu sweeping the country right now, we thought it'd be great to have her on. So without further ado, Dr. Purvi Parikh. Well, Dr. Parikh, welcome back to the WOMED. Jack and I are so excited to have you.
Thank you.
You're just, I love having you on because you are so great at speaking to like media and like media news. And right now we have the flu that everyone's just kind of like, wait, I totally forgot about the flu. Like the flu's still a thing. We're having like a ton of hospitalizations right now from it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And not only is it a thing, it's actually come back like with a vengeance. Actually, it's the worst flu season in 13 years. So, and that was predicted in October, which usually we don't see the brunt of cases. I mean, you guys know that early, you know. So I think the CDC said like, I think in the first 3 weeks of October, they had over 400 hospitalizations.
Holy cow.
So that's usually, yeah. And that was so early on. So, and you know, this isn't even just cases. These are actually really sick people, you know. So that's concerning. And we were already worried because Australia, they have winter before we do. They had like one of their worst flu seasons in 5 years. So we already had a feeling it was going to be bad. And it is, unfortunately, you know.
So is Australia like a good indicator of what we're going to see? Because they see they have winter before we do. So is that something the U.S. does, kind of take info from other countries and like how they've experienced, you know, different like flu seasons and stuff like that?
Exactly. So Australia, South America, because they, you know, they also go through winter while we're going through summer. I mean, it's not exact, but at least it gives us an idea of, you know, what the possible strains may be that are coming, because, you know, it changes year to year and how bad it may be. But of course, the U.S. always outdoes itself with viruses, and because we don't behave,
we don't
compared to other countries.
Right.
So it's bad there, but it's really bad here, like with everything. So it's embarrassing, but that's how it is.
So that's where my like million-dollar question comes in. Obviously, it's like, well, why is it so bad, and does this have to do with COVID and just lifestyle factors of coming out of a pandemic?
Right. I think it's a combination of things. One, you know, the last 2 years, the flu seasons were very mild. It was great. And we needed that because we were, you know, dealing with the pandemic. But I think as a result of that, people have like really let their guard down. And, you know, people are exhausted. You know, they're sick of getting vaccines. They're sick of masking. They're sick of the precautions. I totally get it. You know, everyone's human. But I think the combination of all those factors has made it a lot worse. So, you know, last year, people were still working from home at this time or weren't traveling as much. But now everything is like open, you know, and all the restrictions are gone. And I know very like smart, educated people who are like, I'm not taking any more vaccines. I'm over it. And I'm like, but you can't be over it. You know, I'm like, I understand. But so, you know, so they haven't gotten their flu shot or their COVID booster, and they're paying for it now because they're getting sick with all these viruses. So I think it's a combination of things. And then we're just not used to, I think the more you interact, you know, with other people, your own immune system, right, is better at processing these viruses. That's why, like, you know, the joke is that pediatricians never get sick because they're constantly dealing with an onslaught of viruses, you know, so all of us, like, it's a combination of things. Like, one, we haven't been exposed. Two, you know, people's guards are down. We're not doing all the masking, hand washing, everything, the vaccines as well as we should be.
You're also an allergist, but I feel like everyone has colds right now and everyone's allergies are so bad that no one actually knows, like, is this allergies? Is this cold? Do I have COVID? Is it the flu? Like, what's attacking my immune system right now?
Yeah, it's very confusing because like the symptoms can be identical between all of them, especially because people, as you rightly said, don't realize that fall is like a peak allergy season. Everyone just thinks of spring as allergy season, but in fall, there's a pollen called ragweed. And so that makes it even more confusing, you know, because, you know, the nasal congestion is the same, sore throat, coughing, headaches. Some of the differentiating factors are clearer, like if you have a higher temperature. I usually tell my patients like 100.4 higher. And usually like allergies will last weeks and weeks, and people know, like they get it every year around this time. But, you know, the like viruses like cold, flu, COVID, they come on faster, and usually they last a shorter amount of time. But luckily now the testing is more readily available. And sometimes we have to go to that because sometimes even I can't tell if someone's, the symptoms are so similar. And especially if you're vaccinated, they're milder, right? So then it can be even more confusing. So I always tell people, I'm like, keep the rapid tests at home, because I've been surprised too. Some people, it sounds like allergies and then they're COVID positive or, you know, flu positive. But it, now it's very easy to get tested for everything. And most urgent cares are doing like the full viral panel. So including like RSV, the adenovirus, everything that normally floats around this time of year. They're even checking for bacterial infections. So it, sometimes it's, you just have to get tested, because then at least you get the right treatment too.
Are they making at home rapid flu tests now?
Not flu, but COVID they do. Yeah. Yeah. Just COVID.
That would be really nice if there was like a rapid panel you could do at home, because that is like in primary care, that's so prevalent, like the typical cold symptoms and people not understanding that it's just a virus and it may not be COVID, but you just kind of have to ride it out at home. But it's like, it's hard to explain, like, but you kind of have to do like process of elimination and make sure it's not one of these other things. Right. And then just get some tea and some ginger soup and chill at home.
Exactly.
So I'm curious, like, obviously people are, you know, not hesitant, because I think that was such a big word used during COVID vaccines. Like people were hesitant with flu. I find that people, it's not like hesitant. People are just like rebellious. They're just like, no. What do you say to the people? Because I feel like the other excuse I hear all the time is people will say, well, I don't get the flu. I've never gotten the flu, so I'm not going to get the vaccine. What would you say to that person?
Or the one time that they got the vaccine, they got the flu.
That's it.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. So, I mean, the misconceptions around the flu and the flu shot have existed long before COVID, you know, so, and then I agree, people either think the one, they think the vaccine
or they gave
work,
it to them,
you know, so or they gave it to them. So just to clear that up, like it's impossible to get the flu from the flu shot. It's a dead vaccine, as we call it. And, you know, it can't infect you. If you do feel run down afterwards, it's probably just the vaccine working, you know, you're not sick, you're not contagious. But, you know, the other thing that I hear a lot is that people say, well, the flu shot doesn't work. It's only 40% effective. And I think people don't understand what like vaccine efficacy means, because even 40% effective can still save your life or grandma's life or your newborn baby's life, you know, because one, if you get the flu, you won't be as sick. You won't get all those severe complications, and then you're less likely to pass it on to someone who could get really sick, who's really vulnerable, like your grandmother or a very young child or someone like that. So I think those are misconceptions. And then, yeah, people often say the other one too, that I never get the flu and I never get the flu shot. I'm like, but why take that chance? You never know when your luck is going to run out. You know, I think, and it's miserable to get the flu. I mean, even if you don't get very sick, I don't know if either of you have ever experienced it, but it's not easy. You're like, you feel like you've literally been hit by a truck. It lasts at least a week.
Yeah, I honestly, it was very comparable. Actually, I was boosted for COVID, everything, and that laid me out. And I hate to think of how bad it would have been if I hadn't been vaccinated. But even, oh my God, I think this was back in 2018, we had another like really bad flu season where, at least in like Tennessee, all the nurses were getting it. It was like spreading like wildfire throughout like our hospital systems. And I got it really, really bad. And it was like onset within 2 hours. It was like, oh, I feel kind of like, I'm a little warm. I'm like, you know, took my temp. I was like 99 and they're like, go home. And as soon as I got home, I was like 101. And then I was like 103. And I've never been sicker in my life, to the point where like your whole, I mean, like all of my lymph nodes, like in my armpits, in my groin, like everything, I was coughing blood. I was coughing so hard. It was awful.
Oh, wow.
It was so bad. Oh. And so I'm like, I will always, always get the flu vaccine because had I not had it that year, I'm convinced I would have ended up in the hospital because of how bad I had it. And like,
yeah,
it like kept me from like severe illness.
Right, right. I think people also don't realize like how awful it is to have fevers that high. You know, like I've only been that sick once, but I literally felt like I was going to die. It was very scary because especially when the fever is not coming down, like it dehydrates you, you can't sleep. I don't know. It's just an awful feeling. It's hard to explain unless you've experienced it, but I think people don't understand that.
So one thing you also touched on in a recent interview is that a lot of people are opting to like not get the flu vaccine and they're just gonna mask. And again, masks are great. I still wear them like anytime I travel. If I'm like taking a flight somewhere, I'm gonna mask on a plane. But like, let's reiterate again, like, why is it important to A, like still mask when you're traveling, but like a mask isn't the end all be all to help prevent severe illness and help protect other people.
Right. Yeah. And that's a great point. So that you're right. A survey did show, and this was, I think, early, sometime in October, that people were like, oh, I'll just mask. I don't want to get the flu shot. And that's, it's dangerous and it's risky because, you know, one, not all masks are created equal, right? Yeah, obviously, as healthcare workers, we know that that like N95 type masks are the best because they create that tight seal. But as we all know, too, one, they're very uncomfortable to wear and keep on for long periods of time. And most people don't, you know, they keep pulling it down, taking off, you know, because it is uncomfortable. So then if you're wearing like a surgical mask or even a homemade mask, it leaves a lot of room, you know, for the virus to still get in because it doesn't have that tight seal. So it's great as an initial barrier, but it's definitely, I wouldn't bet on it, you know, because you can obviously get sick, droplets can still spread. And remember with flu and all these respiratory things, like the surfaces too can get the droplet. So, you know, if someone has sneezed, you know, on a surface right before you sit down and you touch it, you can get it that way too. And then the mask is not going to really do anything for those surface droplets necessarily. But the vaccines are so important because they actually make your immune system ready to fight the virus. So your T cells and your antibodies, and that's what really protects you against the most serious severe outcomes. So I know some people also will say, well, I got the flu shot and I still got the flu. I'm like, yes, again, your system was probably able to clear it and fight it off so much more effectively because of that flu shot, you know, and you were less likely to pass it on to somebody that you care about who couldn't probably fight it off as well, you know, and especially as we're moving into Thanksgiving or family is gathering, like, you don't want to be responsible for getting, you know, grandma sick or someone else in your family who might be immune compromised sick. So that's why it's so important. It's like so much for you, but also for other people too.
Also, I just like call bullshit on those people that are saying they're going to mask. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I live in Chicago, which was like a pretty like good place for COVID, like not good place for COVID, but people were good with masks. People got vaccinated, all the things. Wasn't in the South like Danielle. Yeah. And I do not see masks anymore. Like, masks are not a thing that I see regularly. And so I just really call bullshit. Like, are you really going to be wearing a mask? Like, if you actually cared, I think you'd just go get a vaccine. Like, no way are these people actually wearing masks all the time. There's no way.
I 100% agree with you because New York was the same way. People were so good about everything. And we still have masking mandatory, like, in our office and most healthcare facilities do in New York. And every day people walk in without a mask and we have to give it to them every day. And this is a doctor's office, right? So if they're not even going to mask the doctor's office, like, you know, I'm with you on that. I'm like, I just don't trust anybody.
No. Grocery store. Honestly, I saw someone in the grocery store wearing a mask yesterday and it almost caught me off guard. I was like, oh, wow. Like, that's awesome.
I know.
I'm like, I need to start doing that. It's crazy how much has changed since we talked to you last. Sad. Like, it's crazy to think about it. Wow. Good things and bad things, I guess. So many good and bad things have happened.
Right.
Well, I'm so glad that you brought up Thanksgiving and like the holidays because there's going to be so much more travel happening. What are some things that people can do? Because like, obviously, some of us we don't know everybody's family situation, right? Like, you might have immunocompromised families. Grandma and grandpa might be like, you know, they're frail, right? Like you said, you don't want to be responsible for you know,
right.
putting grandma and grandpa in the hospital right. because he didn't get the vaccine. What are things, other things besides getting vaccinated that people can do to protect themselves while traveling and during the holidays when, you know, everybody's cooking, everybody's hugging, everybody's like connecting.
Right, right. Definitely try, you know, get your vaccine, plan it out at least a week or two prior to traveling. That's another thing I think people don't understand is that they don't work immediately. So if I get a flu shot today, I'm not immune tomorrow. And same goes for COVID. So the good rule of thumb is that for most vaccines to give at least 2 weeks. And I know Thanksgiving is next week. So I'm not saying don't get the vaccine, still get it if you haven't yet, because you know, you will have some immunity, at least by the time you travel. And then definitely, you know, the frequent hand washing, the masking, you know, choose a high quality medical grade mask, especially any indoor crowded areas, like public transportation. And, you know, some families I know are even opting to keep masking amongst one another, because they may have someone in their family that is vulnerable to either COVID or flu. And families also, and I think people should utilize it because it's so easy to do those rapid tests, like, you know, the day before arrival, even, and then every 48 hours thereafter, because, you know, we've seen so many cases that like someone's sniffling, they do the test, it's negative, but then 48 hours later, it's like a, you know, very positive test. So now we have so many tools, and so we should utilize them. And a thing that I'm a big proponent of, and I know some of the other doctors who speak on this often, like, you know, Dr. Jamie Rutland and others, is the early treatment, especially for COVID, because now we have like antivirals that work well too. So if you're, again, somebody who might be at risk of getting it worse and you do test positive, like don't sit on it, you know, obviously isolate yourself from your family and friends, but do a televisit with an urgent care or go to an urgent care, because there's so much now that we can do and that's being underutilized, believe it or not, so.
A lot of people forget that even if you test positive for the flu and you have that, like you can get on Tamiflu, but mm-hmm. you have to get on it early.
Yes.
And
exactly.
And that helps out so much. But there are antivirals out now for COVID. And you can probably speak into this way better, but even like a year ago, I feel like those were being specifically held for like the senior population or immunocompromised population. Are the antivirals available now for, you know, the general population if they get it, if they get COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually available for everyone. You can call it into like a local CVS or Walgreens like you would any other medication. And I know before they were being reserved for the highest risk, but now that we have ample supply, I personally, and I know other physicians feel the same way, like we believe in that early treatment. So I don't see a downside as long as there's no drug-drug interactions or, you know, anything that would prohibit you from taking it early to start it early. And you're absolutely right. Like timing is everything for both the COVID antivirals as well as Tamiflu. So the sooner you start these medications, the better that they work too. And they still work. The Paxlovid, for example, still works against these newer variants.
Oh, amazing.
So that's a good sign too. So for now, we're still in good shape with them.
Yeah, get your shit taken care of early, everybody. I think with that too, like,
yeah, exactly.
Like PSA also, I think this always happens like around the holidays where people will feel so much pressure to go to these holiday events, even if they're feeling like a little off or they're a little sick, like, oh, but you know, I can't miss Thanksgiving or oh, but I can't miss Christmas Eve. I think that COVID at least maybe gave people a little bit more licensing to say, you know, I'm just kind of feeling off. So if you're feeling off, stay at home, you know, even
take
if you're feeling
test.
That pressure yeah, from yeah. mom to go, because I feel like that's where a lot of those stories come from, where people will say, oh, I kind of felt a little off on Thanksgiving, but, you know, I thought it was fine. I thought it was allergies. So I went and then I got my whole family sick and I tested positive the next day. So I think like that's a huge one, too, just kind of being really aware of how you're feeling and if you're feeling kind of crappy. call it off, stay at home.
Yeah, no, stay home, because even if you're testing negative and you're having symptoms, especially things like fever or cough, you are contagious for something, you know, and you're going to make someone sick. And ironically, your family and friends will be more mad at you if you get them sick, because I have a lot of patients that come in and they're still like cursing whatever, like third hand who came and got them sick. You know, they're like, I went through the whole pandemic with nothing and I did everything right. And so-and-so like came and got me sick. So trust me, you'll piss off your family more if you get them sick than to just stay
home. I saw a really funny meme yesterday about how the election has lined up perfectly with like Thanksgiving. Yeah, so it's like, maybe you want to avoid that crazy Trump or uncle and just say, you know, I'm not feeling well. You kill two birds, keep everybody safe. You avoid your crazy family on Thanksgiving right after the midterms.
You don't have to be grilled about, you know, your personal life and, you know,
why you're still single, when are you having kids?
Talk about political stuff. Exactly. So I think it's a great excuse, personally.
Yeah, you know, now that you say it, I'm really not feeling well, actually.
Jack's like, I'm going to peace on Thanksgiving.
Sorry, Mom. I hope my mom's not listening. I really do feel sick, Mom.
You're doing it for the health of others, not for yourself.
Oh, well, Dr. Parikh, if you have any last little tidbits or anything else that you want to share, upcoming work or anything you feel like people really need to know about the flu this year. And like, I feel like people really forget that the flu can kill you. Like, people die from the flu every year.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Like, one, the flu is deadly, especially in children. So I know everyone was so like, oh, COVID's not so bad in kids. But, you know, the flu actually we know is very bad in kids. It's even very, and RSV too. And RSV is a perfect example of what happens when we don't have a vaccine for a disease, right? Luckily, there's an RSV vaccine in the pipeline. So hopefully, you know, that will be something that we'll have at our disposal soon. But there are pediatric hospitals that have been at 100% capacity for the last 6 weeks, which is crazy, you know? So if your child gets sick, no one can take care of them. That's the one big thing. And two, you know, we're only in November, you know, so it worries me what will happen in like December and January when we see that peak. So yeah, I would take flu very seriously. If you haven't gotten your flu shot yet, it's not too late, you know, go get it today, this weekend. Keep masking. It works. Like, study after study shows it works in kids and adults and everyone. So yeah, and keep washing your hands and stay home if you're sick. You know, that's the key takeaways. And a lot of people haven't gotten their COVID boosters. So yes. I'm going to put in a plug for that too, because finally we have an updated booster for all those people who are like, oh, but it doesn't work with the new variants. Mm-hmm. Like, well, this one does, and we have the data that it does. So just get all your shots, basically.
Would you recommend people get them the same day, or where do you sit with that?
Yeah, you can.
I did.
And many people have and actually haven't felt worse, surprisingly. Yeah. So I'm sure you could speak to your own experience. So especially now when we're getting to the crunch time with the holidays, since they take a couple of weeks to kick in, just get them all together, you know, and be done with it. And people also forget about the pneumonia vaccine. So a lot of people are eligible and don't realize it. They think it's just for old people or people over 65, but it's not true, actually. There's a lot of people that are eligible for it. So basically anyone who's 18 and up with a chronic condition like asthma or diabetes or a smoker counts, all of those people qualify. So if you're not sure, the CDC is a great site where you can see if you're someone who should get the pneumonia vaccine, because that's the most common bacterial infection that infects people this time of year. So it's just good to be up to date with all of your shots.
Well, amazing. Dr. Parikh, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I know you've got patients to get back to, and they're just so lucky to be in your care, in my opinion. But
no, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to talk about these things. All of these are important, and there's so many misconceptions still out there.
Thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure with you, Dr. Parikh. Thank you so much for joining us. And Of course, we'll share where all of our listeners can find you again, and always refer them back to our first episode with you, because I think it's so cool to see how far we've come since that first episode.
It's always great to see you both. So have a great weekend. Great day. All right. Bye.
All right, folks, so moral of the story, get your fucking vaccines, wear your fucking mask if you feel sick.
Take your rapid test before family events. If you have a fever, stay home. Don't get Nana sick.
Literally.
Or well, Grandpa. And pop, pop.
Luckily,
whatever
this
you
episode
call
comes at the perfect time. You may have missed the vaccines for Thanksgiving, but if you are celebrating Christmas or celebrating over the holiday season with family, friends, be sure to get vaccinated.
Hanukkah.
All the yes.
Kwanzaa.
Yes.
All the things.
It is
all
not too
holidays.
Late. This is the time. Thank you again to Dr. Purvi Parikh. Make sure you guys follow along with her on Instagram. You can find her at Pani Purv in NYC, PaniPurvinyc on Instagram. You can find links to all of her great articles through her Instagram, and be sure to stay tuned with all of the cool things that she is doing.
So on that note, Jack, you need to go get some antibiotics.
I know, my glands are so swollen, you guys. Do you guys hear my voice?
Jack and I love you. We hope you all stay safe this holiday season. On that note, WOMED out.